7:59. Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started this morning with music by Niccolo Paganini. If you listen to Snooze Button a lot, you might be starting to recognize Paganini's music. That was the Caprice number 19 in E-flat major, music that Paganini wrote for solo violin, but we heard it arranged and performed on the guitar by Elliot Fisk. And we will come back and listen to two more Paganini caprices. I'll tell you a little more about them at that time. Right now, it is time for weather and road reports. Let's see, yesterday, 4.6 millimeters of precipitation. The low was 10.1, felt a lot colder than that. High made it up to 18.9, and no, we won't have an updated temperature yet. So as of 7 a.m., temperature at 12 degrees. Looking out the window a few minutes ago, or out the door, it looks as if the sky is definitely in the clearing mode. Clearing started in the west, but is gradually spreading east. I did see some real actual sunshine on the very southern slopes of Mount McLean when I looked out. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a break from the rain and these early morning temperatures that feel like we're back in April or March or something. And it looks like we're probably going to get that break. Some warmer temperatures coming, including today. Environment Canada says today cloudy with a 40% chance of showers this morning, then a mixture of sun and cloud. Wind from the south at 30, gusting at 50 near noon, a high today of 25. Hooray! And the UV index at 7, which is high. Our UV index has not been in the high range for a while, so watch out for it. You may be out of practice. Tonight, partly cloudy. Wind from the south at 30, gusting to 50, a low tonight of 14 degrees. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and cloud. Wind from the south at 20, increasing to 40, with gusts to 60 near noon, a high tomorrow of 26. Thursday, sunny, a low of 14, a high of 26. Friday, sunny with a low of 16, a high of 27. And at this point, Saturday predicted to be sunny with a low of 13 and a high of 31. I think that 31 was on the forecast yesterday, except it was for Friday. So they're kind of always shifting shifting that tempting, wonderful temperature a day back, a day farther ahead. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But right now, today looking to shape up pretty well. Taking a look at conditions across the country and around the province. Right now in Halifax, it is 19 degrees and mostly cloudy. Montreal, partly cloudy and 21. Toronto, 19 and mostly cloudy. Iqaluit has mist at plus 2. Winnipeg is 15 degrees and partly cloudy. Regina, mostly cloudy and 16. Yellowknife, excuse me, Yellowknife. Let's try that again. Yellowknife, 20 degrees and partly cloudy. Edmonton, partly cloudy and 12. Calgary, 9 degrees and partly cloudy. Whitehorse, mostly cloudy and 11. In Prince George, it is 11 degrees and sunny. And a little closer to home, Clinton, mostly cloudy and 10. Hope, 12 degrees and cloudy. Kamloops, cloudy and 13. Pemberton, 12 degrees. It doesn't say if it's, they don't give sky conditions for Pemberton, but actually, they may be clearing like us right now, would be my guess. And in Vancouver, partly cloudy and 14. And turning to the highways, let's see, Highway 1, we've got rock scaling at Jackass Mountain. Let me find that. Where is it? Has it disappeared? No, there it is. Rock scaling at Jackass, the summit of Jackass Mountain. That works 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, running through June 27th. Single lane traffic and up to 20-minute delays. Also on Highway 1 between Lytton and Cache Creek, maintenance from 46 kilometers west of Cache Creek on into Cache Creek, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. through June the 20th. Single lane alternating traffic there. And let's see, the big paving job continues between Cache Creek and Kamloops, 27 kilometers of the highway there. Single lane alternating traffic, where that's going on, it's just still unclear to me exactly where that is. And I've written to wrote to Drive BC website about that, I guess last Friday, and I got an automated response, but I've not received any real response, and they haven't changed the note yet. So, all right, fine. Highway 12, excuse me again, ditching from 10 kilometers north of Lytton. Let's see. Oh, ditching 10 kilometers north of Lytton, not from, just that's where it's happening. 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., looks like today only, single lane alternating traffic. And also on Highway 12, mowing from Lillooet to 24 kilometers north of Lytton. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily until further notice, single lane alternating traffic there. Highway 40, construction from 12 kilometers west of Lillooet to 16 kilometers west. That works 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Continues through September 15th with single lane alternating traffic where that's going on. Also, Highway 40 mowing between Lillooet and Goldbridge, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. until further notice. Single lane alternating traffic where that is happening. And what do we got for Highway 99 South? I'm looking for construction from 14 to 28 kilometers south of Lillooet. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, continuing through September 15th, single lane alternating traffic there. And finally on Highway 99 North out of Lillooet, mowing from Lillooet to the Hat Creek corner. If you're not familiar with the area, that's about 55 kilometers. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily until further notice, single lane alternating traffic there. And that's it for weather and roads. So let's go back to Paganini, whose dates I don't think I have in front of me. No, I do not. Died in 1840. I can remember that much. Paganini was basically the greatest violin virtuoso of his age. He was able to do things on the violin that nobody else could. And there were all sorts of rumors that grew up around him that he had made a pact with the devil for his astonishing violin technique, that sort of thing. No, he was probably just very naturally gifted and worked really hard at it. It's been basically that simple. The Caprices, 24 Caprices for solo violin, were published as his Opus 1. Doesn't mean it's the first music he wrote, just the first music he chose to have published. They were published in 1820, but there's a great deal of disagreement about when he actually wrote them. It seems as if they were probably written over a space of several years, roughly sometime between 1805 and 1819. By 1819, they were all finished. And when these pieces first appeared, he had probably already been playing some of them in concert, but when they first appeared in print, they must have just been a revolution for violinists. At the same time, violinists also were probably horrified and terrified at the same time looking at them and thought they were impossible. But he was really responsible for raising the level of violin technique to a much higher level than it had existed on before. There had been many very fine violinists who played beautifully and in tune, but who just didn't try doing the real sort of gymnastics that Paganini called for. And they proved to be very influential on many composers to follow, both composers for the violin, but also composers for the piano and probably many other instruments, as the composers started to realize, we need to step up our game as well. That process seems to have really started with Chopin and Liszt and Schumann, those three composers especially. Schumann arranged 12 of the 24 caprices for solo piano. They're interesting arrangements, but not quite as successful as one hoped they might be somehow. Liszt made arrangements of 6 of them, if I recall correctly, and his might come much closer to imitating on the piano the kinds of things that Paganini was able to do on the violin. But since then, many other composers or instrumentalists have made arrangements of them for their own instrument. I played here some of the French flutist Patrick Gallois playing his arrangements for solo flute, which are pretty remarkable. And here we have Elliot Fisk with his own arrangements of all 24 for the guitar. And he is quite a stunning and amazing virtuoso himself. I would love to tell you about the technical difficulties in these pieces, except I don't entirely understand all the writing about violin technique, and furthermore, they are transferred here to guitar, so there's a whole different set of difficulties involved, and another set that's taken away. At least a guitarist doesn't have to worry about using a bow, but I'm sure there are plenty of challenges. Anyway, Elliot Fisk is more than up to the challenge. So let's hear now the next two caprices, numbers 20 and 21, in respectively D major and A major. Here again is Elliot Fisk. Thank you. has guitarist Elliot Fisk playing two more of his own arrangements of the caprices that Niccolo Paganini wrote for solo violin, obviously playing them on the guitar. And yeah, that this recording absolutely amazes me. But then so does any violin recording, or so far just about any recording of these pieces that I have heard. They're quite astonishing pieces. They may not be, how do I put this? They don't have the profundity of Beethoven or anybody like that, but Paganini was going for a very different impression. His music tends to get denigrated quite a bit, even nowadays still. And I guess I understand some of the reasons for that, but I think he was a better composer than many people give him credit for. Admittedly, almost all of his music involves solo violin, although I think Paganini himself was a guitarist for sure, and I think he may have written some music for guitar, solo guitar as well. But the point I'm getting at is there are no symphonies or piano trios or anything like that by Paganini, so trying to compare him to a Beethoven or somebody else like that is just a mistake of classification, if you will. All right, it's 8:20. Let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. When Snooze Button wraps up, I'll leave you with the Jazz Blues Soul playlist. At 10 o'clock, I'm not sure if Roz Narsis is planning on doing a show, her regular show, People of the Land, today or not. Normally, Roz broadcasts out of Lillooet Secondary School. And, of course, with the teacher's strike now in full-on mode, that won't be possible. She may get in touch with me to broadcast out of Studio 2 here. If not, I will put on a pre-recorded version of one of her shows. Later this afternoon, Democracy Now! From 3 until 4. And then this evening, an encore presentation of Music for the Middle Ages with your hosts, Jim and Aura. And let's see, one piece of unfinished business. I wanted to mention the Lytton and Big Bar ferries when I was doing road reports. Big Bar ferry is out of service due to high water. Lytton ferry still is mentioned or is listed as now open to light traffic and Stein Valley school buses only due to high water levels. And it warns that the ferry could close again on very short notice. But I just thought that with all the rain we've had, I don't know how much of that has been up north of us, but I thought I should just check in on those and give you an update. And let's talk Nelson Ospreys. I've got it on ColumbiaWireless.ca now. And the Osprey that's there, I'm pretty sure it's a female, is just hunkered right down on the nest. The bad weather, or at least very rainy weather, in Nelson has mostly continued over the past few days. Late yesterday afternoon, there was a time, or even early evening, actually, it was around the time Jim and Aura showed up for their show yesterday evening here at the studio. I checked in then, and there was actually sun in Nelson. It was great. But I saw all three babies this morning, watched a feeding take place, and that's a really cool thing. Now, if you've been visiting this website, I will warn you that below the window that shows the live streaming camera, there is a new addition. It's a chat box or a chat window. And I was really annoyed to find that there this morning because I've seen these on other live cams. And basically what there is, there are a lot of people who don't know anything about birds and who aren't prepared to look anything up about birds and learn it themselves, even though they are on the internet, obviously, when they are typing these ridiculous messages. And there's a lot of anthropomorphization that goes on, some of which may be justified, but a lot of which probably is not. And on top of it, you have to read the LOL abbreviation over and over and over and over. It's just, that just drives me crazy. So when you go there, if you really want to spend time on the chat window, feel free, but I recommend putting yourself on full screen view of the osprey nest as quickly as possible. Much more interesting. And I checked the weather for Nelson. I think they're still expecting showers during the course of today, but they're going to get better weather over the next few days as well, although I think their good weather is more likely to start tomorrow. But at that point, you'll probably be seeing a lot more of the chicks as the mother has been protecting them from the cool and the wet. Okay, let's move on. I don't even remember what the next music is. Okay, now I do. It's music by Camille Saint-Saëns. We're going to hear a romance in E major that he wrote, I believe, for French horn and orchestra. It's been a little bit hard to track down information about this. Written in 1866, and although I read elsewhere a different date for that, I think I read 1886 or something like that in another source. So I can't be 100% certain, but it was apparently dedicated to one of the best French horn players of the day, Henri Chaussier. And this is, it's not a small piece, 7.5 minutes. Somebody described it online as being like a song without words, and there's definitely some elements of that. It's while it is not intended as a virtuoso horn showpiece, I suspect it still requires a great deal of technique to play. The French horn is an incredibly difficult instrument to control, even the modern valve horn is, which is what Saint-Saëns would have been writing for. And I think that this work was written originally for horn and orchestra, but arranged by Saint-Saëns for horn and piano, which made sense. I mean, it was much more likely to get performed that way, and that is the way it's almost always heard these days. So we'll listen to this recording with Laurence Vine, who is the principal French horn with the National Arts Center Orchestra in Ottawa, and the pianist is Stéphane Lamennais, who has performed right here in L'Alouette. That was music of Camille Saint-Saëns. We heard the Romance in E Major for horn and piano. Lawrence Vine playing the horn, Stéphane Lamelin on the piano, and that last note that Lawrence Vine held there, relatively high note, not an exceptionally high note for the French horn, but he held that so firm and steady, and difficult thing to do, and I think he even managed a little bit of a diminuendo on it. And I apologize for the technical problems at the beginning of that. That was a problem with our mixing board, which I think I have resolved. All that crackle and missing channels and stuff that you heard. Okay, it's 8:33. Let me give you some public service announcements. We'll start with the pool schedule. Aquafit running at 9 a.m., 9 until 10. This is the last or next to last week of Aquafit for sure. Later today, everyone, welcome 10:30 to 11:30. Lane swimming 11:30 until 1. Everyone, welcome 3:30 until 5. And lane swimming again 7 until 8 p.m. Performance coming up later this week here in Lillooet by King Crow and the Ladies from Hell. This is part of their CD release tour. They've got a CD called Songs of Misery and Hope. We don't have that CD yet here at Radio Lillooet, but I've been promised we will be getting a copy before too long. They're performing Thursday of this week at the Lillooet Elks Hall. Tickets are $15, advance sales only. The doors open at 6:30 p.m., band starts at 7 p.m., and tickets are available from the Café Doro, from IDA, from the Wellness Center, the Country Store, and KC Health. And King Crow and the Ladies from Hell, they are described as an untethered dance party where folk music meets gypsy punk and loud Irish drinking songs. And this is put on as kind of a joint venture by the Barkerville Brewing Company and the Harvesters of Organic Hops, who that is the name of the hop farm across the river in Lillooet here. And it's the Sam Quinlan, one of the owners of that farm, has been very instrumental in arranging this performance by King Crow and the Ladies from Hell. And I interviewed Sam last Friday talking about this, and I will once or twice during the day, each of the next few days, we'll replay that interview. At the end of it is one of these songs from their new CD. Okay, what else have we got? Summer hikes coming to the Rec Center. The first one is coming up later this month, June the 24th, which is a weekday, and I'm trying to remember now, that is a week from today. This will be a day hike to Peanut Lake, and I just have to make a little note to myself here or change it on the public service announcements. There had been another possible option for that day, but Peanut Lake has been the choice. That's up in above Fountain Valley, if you've never been there before. And that's just a day hike. There is another day hike planned for July the 12th. That would be to Blowdown Lake. Another July the 24th, August 7th, and then a multi-day hike August 18th to 22nd to Spruce Lake. And all of these hikes are led by Wayne Robinson, very experienced hiking guide. Difficulty levels and the pricing will vary, and the hikes will only go ahead if there is a minimum R. Is a minimum of eight people registered? Are a minimum of eight people registered? I think R is correct. Sorry, I just had a little grammatical thing that I had to work out. If you would like more information, get in touch with the Rec Center, 256-7527, or you can send them an email, rec@lillooetbc.ca. And on the Radio Lillooet website, which is radiolillooet.ca, you'll also find a page called Lillooet Public Service Announcements that has all of those dates and possible destinations and that sort of thing listed on it, along with many other public service announcements. Let's see, make sure I get these in a reasonably intelligent chronological order. The Aboriginal Wellness Day event is coming June 20th. That's this Friday, 10 a.m., that will be starting at the old bridge on the Fraser and will be followed by lunch at the Bridge River Gymnasium. This event is hosted by the Hoyston Bridge River Health. And if you want to learn more about this, it's quite the putting together of the teams. There's a lot of detail to it that I just don't want to go into here for time reasons. But for more information, you can call Gary Dunn or Faye Michelle at the Hoyston Band office, 256-4723. The BC Screening Mammography Mobile Unit is coming to Lillooet again. They'll be at the Health Unit, 10th and Murray Streets, Saturday, June the 28th and Monday, June the 30th. And if you would like an appointment, there's a special number to call, 1-800-663-9203. Don't call the local health unit. They can't book it for you. And make sure you have your care card ready when you give them a call. The Funky Flower Pot Contest is still on, and this is a challenge that was put to Lillooet's Beautification Committee by the Lytton, they're called the Beautification Committee as well, and it's a challenge to take pictures of your funky flower pots. Oh man, that's a scary one to say. This is sponsored by Rev It Up Timber Mart, Lillooet Feed and Garden. You can email your entries to pictures@lillooetbc.ca, or you can drop off your pictures at the district office. The deadline for entry is July the 12th. Oh, and that's it. Okay, good. So, for the remainder of the show, we're going to turn to music by Beethoven and finish off the string quartet that we started yesterday. This is the String Quartet, Opus 59, Number 1 in F Major. Music Beethoven wrote in 1806. This was written. All three of these string quartets were dedicated to a Count Razumovsky, who was the Russian ambassador in Vienna. I suspect that someone in the high up in the Austrian royal family had probably asked Beethoven to write these pieces to honor the Russian ambassador. I don't know how. On top of current events, Beethoven necessarily was. These three quartets, they caused a stir, not a good stir, when they first were performed. Basically, people didn't seem to like them very much, and critics at the time referred to them as, quote, music gone mad. And I don't know in what context Beethoven did this, but he apparently responded by saying, "It's not meant for you, but for times to come." Nowadays, they don't sound all that revolutionary. I suppose if you steep yourself in the quartets of Haydn, Mozart, and the first six quartets of Beethoven, that you would probably get a better sense of how new and revolutionary this music may have seemed at the time. One of the pages of sketches that Beethoven kept in his working out of themes and sections of this piece, it has a little quotation written in on it, and it says, this is a quotation at the end of the sketch for the third movement, which is the one we're starting with today. The note that he wrote on the sketch page said, "A weeping willow or acacia over the grave of my brother." Now, at the time, this has been a source of some mystery for many, many years, and probably will always remain so. At the time that he wrote this, Beethoven's two brothers were still very much alive. So there has been a theory that the brother may be referring to a Freemason brother, and apparently the acacia tree was viewed as a symbol, one of the symbols of Freemason. I'm not entirely sure about any of that, but it's something for the musicologists to argue about over the ages. That movement is marked Adagio Molto e Mesto. Very slow, and mesto means sad. It is sad, but there is a certain restraint to Beethoven's emotional expression in this piece. It's not right over into tragic territory, or at least it doesn't strike me that way. And then that's followed by the concluding Allegro movement, which is a Tim Rus, Russian theme, and that, of course, was there to honor the Count Rus. To honor the Count Razumovsky, and Beethoven dispels all the sadness of the slow movement with this finale. So let's hear the Borden String Quartet, music by Beethoven.